This is Dakota Datebook for August 20th. On this date, in 1892, the Fargo Society column of the Wisconsin Afro-American wrote, "The Afro-American man is always wide awake and never neglects anything that will benefit the colored people of Fargo. Every colored citizen should subscribe for this paper." Black people in Fargo of 1892 could buy the Wisconsin Afro-American at the barbershop of Nathan Norris at 63½ Broadway. Today we might wonder what wide awake meant in the context in this historical document. In 1892, it was a term laden with meaning. It conjured up visions of grim abolitionist crusaders marching in torchlight parades in black capes. A few decades earlier, in 1860, the wide awakes were the enthusiastic paramilitary youth wing of the Republican Party, the party of Abraham Lincoln. It was also the party of Hans Christian Hegg, an immigrant Norwegian-American, commander of a local Wisconsin militia that defended fugitive neighbors against slave catchers. He could be found drilling wide awakes in the streets of Fox Lake, Wisconsin. He was a fiercely abolitionist colonel of the 15th Regiment Wisconsin Volunteer Infantry, who died at the Battle of Chickamauga during his personal crusade against slavery. In the hot weather and hot politics of the 1860 presidential election, the boots of the wideawakes thundered across the streets of northern cities. They thundered even more loudly in the imaginations of southern slave owners. The very mention of wide awake threw Texan mobs into a frenzy. They scapegoated abolitionists for summer fires that broke out in the hot sun of 1860. Their false accusations of abolitionist arson would get repeated by John C. Breckinridge, vice president in the James Buchanan administration, who is now the presidential nominee of the Southern Democrats after they split with Northern Democrats and walked out of the National Convention. Texan mobs tortured hundreds of enslaved people to extract confessions and lynched dozens of people suspected of Northern sympathies. Black people of that period understood what it meant when, in 1890, the Torchlight Appeal of Fort Worth, Texas, an African-American publication, called itself a wide-awake weekly newspaper for the people. Black people in Fargo of 1892 knew what the phrase wide-awake meant. It had a history. It had an iconography. It had a clear meaning, a meaning long forgotten in popular memory. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.